Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be talking about how to share your story on podcasts and how you can really not only make a difference, not only get your voice out there, but grow a loyal following that will not only support you, listen to you, and encourage you, they will listen to you on a consistent basis. And when you share your story on a podcast, you are being open to sharing yourself. When you share yourself, you're sharing your story. When you share your story, you are sharing your message. When you share your message, you are building a loyal following. So if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to Failure's Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure's Knowledge Podcast, we speak about how to turn failures into knowledge, because failure is knowledge when you are able to learn from the failures that you have made and turn the failed lessons into lessons that will help you succeed in life. So if this is your first time, make sure you hit that like button. I'm going to go live on the remaining platforms. Today, we're going to talk about your story and how you can start sharing your message across podcast platforms, because your story, your message, and your experience is meant to be shared. I'm going to write this on the board right now. I'm going to put share your story on podcast. Share your story on podcast. There we go. And I'm gonna show the camera. There we go. Share your story on podcast. And the reason why that's so important. The reason why that's so important is because when you share yourself, when you be vulnerable and you get on the platform to not only share your message, but to share yourself, you are encouraging people to listen to what you are saying. You are encouraging people to listen to your expertise. You are encouraging people to listen to your experience. The biggest challenge in podcasting is the consistency. When one is doing well in one area, it is difficult to do well in another area, because the different area is completely different from the one that has been consistent within. The reason why that's the biggest challenge is because it takes time to get comfortable on camera. It takes time to deliver your message, and it takes time to build a loyal following. And the biggest challenge is that it takes time to really get the concept of podcasting. Podcasting is so much more than the conversation. Podcasting is so much more than the interview. Podcasting is so much more than sharing a message. Podcasting is building a community around you, because when you build a community around you, you're able to grow a loyal following, because these people want to learn from you. Your audience want to grow with you, and new strangers and strangers want to learn from you. What I learned while being on my journey is that podcasting, sharing your story, sharing your message, is the best thing there is when it comes to marketing. Because if you don't have a podcast, if you're not on across podcast platforms, there's a limiting effort that people have to go through, because they can't find and hear your story. I learned when I went on my first podcast, the questions that I got asked as a guest, I was learning how to share my experience, how to share my knowledge, and how to share in a way where others would be more than willing to listen to what I'm saying. The biggest challenge, the third biggest challenge, is understanding that the more you share, the more you are open, the more you discover yourself, the more people, the more strangers, and the more your audience will grow over time. And I'm going to put that right here. The first one I'm going to be on is that when you share your podcast, you are building your confidence. And I'm going to put building confidence right here. Building confidence. F-I-D-E-N-C-E. Building confidence. And I'm going to circle that. And the reason why I circle building confidence, there we go, is that confidence comes from you doing podcasting when you don't have the skills, when you don't have the expertise, when you don't have the full comprehending, full understanding of how to share your story. When I first started podcasting, I understood that it was a message that I wanted to get out to the world. And as I wanted to get the message out to the world, I had to learn what message I wanted to share, because every podcast episode was completely different than the last one. Every podcast conversation was completely different than the last conversation. Every podcast episode was completely different from the first one, because the first one was a stepping stone to help me get to the second one. And once they helped me get to the second one, I got to my 10th one. The challenge is that you have to be more than willing to pursue a particular goal, because my goal was to empower and inspire every podcaster in the world to become the best version of themselves. How can you become the best version of yourself if you don't understand the version of yourself that you are today? When I started podcasting back in 2021, I was learning more about myself, more about the journey I would like to go on, more about the goals that I would like to accomplish. And as I was learning more about the goals that I wanted to accomplish, it became a challenge, because my goals seemed so far-fetched. My goals wasn't in front of me. My goals were so confusing because I didn't know how to set it. Building confidence comes from understanding that you're working towards something. You're doing something. You're giving effort. You're evolving with time. And as you're evolving with time, time is going to show you that it's going to position you in a different way, because as you position yourself differently, you are building your confidence. It takes a lot to step out of your comfort zone and to know that you can build confidence in everything that you do. Confidence is an indicator that when you are consistent enough, your podcast skills, your podcast message will improve, because you are constantly focused on improvement. Improvement is the key to confidence, because every time you do something new, every time you try a new task, every time you accomplish a new goal, the skill that you are developing based off this confidence that you're building is helping you really understand that you are creating value for yourself. To create value for yourself, you have to recognize the value that you already have in the beginning phase of your journey. It's so challenging to be confident when life has knocked you down. It's so overwhelming to be confident when one has failed so much. It's difficult to be confident if one don't understand the power of confidence. Confidence is always in you. Confidence can be built. We just have different ways of, we have different levels of confidence in everything that we do. For instance, I'm not a good cook. When I started, I started recording cooking videos, and the cooking videos wasn't that good because I wasn't good at cooking. I'm thinking just because my mama was good at cooking, my mama who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, she was good at cooking. I'm thinking I could be good at cooking, not knowing that a lot of love, a lot of attention, a lot of awareness go into cooking, because first you have to prepare the meal. Then you have to prepare the vegetables. Then you have to cook the meal. Then you have to be patient enough for the food to be cooked and for the food to taste well. If the food don't taste well because you rush the ingredients, you rush the process, you rush the steps, it's going to come out so disgusting because the steps wasn't properly followed for you to cook a meal. To cook a meal, you have to be willing to understand that you don't have confidence. You don't have to have confidence to start, but to start, you have to grow with time so your confidence can build. Confidence come over time, not the first time you do things. And when you are okay with building your confidence, you start to become more aware of your growth, your experience, and your skills. Because when you share your story on podcasts, people start to hear everything that you have been through to build your confidence. Confidence comes from trial and error. Confidence comes from failure. And confidence comes from you attempting to try something new. It's not the end of the world if you get something wrong. Moreover, it can be the beginning of the world when you start something new. I mean, I was learning how to box. I was learning how to box with my trainer back in Little Rock, Arkansas. And rather than me boxing, I was learning Muay Thai. And it was two different fighting forms. One was standing up, one was on the ground. And in the beginning of our call, beginning of our sessions, he asked me, what are you looking to get out of this goal? What are you looking to get out of this? Like, are you looking for self-defense? Are you looking to compete? What are you looking to get out of this boxing training or this Muay Thai training? And I explained to him that I just want to learn how to defend myself. I'm not trying to compete. I'm not trying to go get somebody. I just want to defend myself in case I need to. And so he asked me, he said, okay, I got you. And he explained that the goal that I was trying to accomplish is going to be challenging. And he said that he got confidence in fighting because he's been fighting his whole entire life, ever since he was a little kid, ever since he was maybe 4 years old. He's been fighting his entire life, which means he has the confidence to fight. He has the confidence to defend himself. He has the confidence to throw a punch. And I asked him, I say, man, this is really good knowledge. This is really good information. Are you posting online? Are you using social media to get your name out there to bring more awareness so people can know what you do? And he responded to me, he said, I'm not confident in that area. And I was confused. For a fighter, for a trainer to be a fighter, they have to learn how to fight. For one to be in social media, one has to learn how to be in social media. One has to learn how to market themselves. One has to learn how to put themselves out there. Until one put themselves out there, does one begin to podcast? And so he starts speaking about social media. We start speaking about social media. And I start asking, like, man, this is really incredible. And he mentioned that he's not confident. And I explained to him, I said, just like you were confident in fighting because you learned how to be confident in fighting, you only get confident in creating content when you start creating content. The power comes from you starting and building the confidence over time. Because confidence is not just going to be given to you. Skills is not just going to be developed. Your awareness is not going to grow. What happens over time is that your confidence is building on top of everything that you put into your journey. On top of everything that you put into your skills. On top of everything that's helping you become different. Because when you're different, you become better. When you build confidence, you're learning how to share your story. You learning how to educate from your experience. You're open to sharing on a podcast platform because people are more than willing to hear what you have been through, what you have learned, what you have tried, what you have failed at. Because failure is knowledge. And until you fail at life, until you fail in life, until you fail in general, you can gain the knowledge that you need to have to develop the skills that will put you in a better position. You can only grow, you can only develop, you can only evolve if you start where you are at. It was so difficult for me to really put myself out there because I didn't know how to be myself. I didn't know how to show up as myself. And the challenge came from me showing up as myself every single day. How do you show up as yourself every single day and not worry about what anyone is going to say? I'm asking myself this question every single day because I just wanted to not only be the best I can be, but show others how they can be the best that they can be. Life shows you that over time, the confidence is the key. Failing is the key. Learning from your failures is the secret ingredient to building your confidence. You can't have confidence if you're not willing to start where you are at. It was so challenging for me to really show up as myself because I didn't know how to be myself. I didn't know how to show myself on a public platform, on a platform that has so many different users on it. I didn't understand podcasting. I just knew I want to help others become the best version of themselves. Every day I strive to be the best version of myself because I know if I become better, if I become 1% better, if I become better just in general, I start to build confidence because confidence is working with me instead rather than against me. And when it starts working with me, I excel. You can excel into excellence because you are meant for greatness. And until you start ugly, until you start where you are at, until you start with the knowledge that you have, you can't get better. You can't get to the next step. You can't evolve if you're not willing to start today. When you share your story on podcasts, you're doing so much more than sharing your story. You're sharing your message. You're sharing your experience. And your experience, your message, and your story is what connects with people. Your experience, your story, your message is what helps people. Your experience, your story, and your message is what defines your audience. Because your audience comes from you putting yourself out there in a way where people will start to listen to you over time. You can only improve when you learn how to improve today. When you build confidence, as you establish growth, as you are evolving with time, because time waits for no one, confidence is constantly growing because it's kind of like a seed. When you have a seed and you plant it in the ground, when you plant it in the ground, you don't see the work that's going on the surface. Instead, you don't even, on the contrary, you don't even see what's going on underneath the ground, underneath the soil, underneath the seed. What happens is that first a seed has to grow roots. The seed has to grow a foundation. The seed has to grow within itself first. Because until you start growing within yourself, your confidence is going to always be inside of you. Your confidence is always going to be shielded. Your confidence is going to always be protected. Until you start growing it, until you start nurturing your confidence, until you start evolving with time. I remember when I first got a watch, I looked at the watch and the time was just moving. The long hand was just moving because the long hand is seconds. I remember in class, they taught us how to read the clock. The one bar is 5, the second bar is 10, third bar is 15, so on and so forth. And they have little tick marks inside of the 12 to 1, 1 to 2. They have 5 tick marks. And the reason why that's so important, do they have 5? Yeah, they got 5 tick marks. The reason why that's so important because as the time is moving, the time doesn't wait for no one. Even if I pull the latch out and stop the time and fix the time and update the time, eventually it will start back. Just like your skills, just like your evolvement, just like your development, your confidence is built over time. Because you are working with the time rather than against it. And when you start excelling in your confidence, people start to see and start to ask you, what did you do? How did you do it? Why did you do it? When they start asking why, you hit the jackpot. Because the jackpot is so hard to come around. I remember when I went to my first casino, my guy Pez Dark in. I'm going to share the story since you in, bro. We went to a casino. And we was in 29 Palms in California. in this casino. One, I'm not a big gambler. Two, I didn't even know how to gamble. Three, I didn't even like losing money. So we go to this casino, and when we in this casino, they had a free or a gift that if you sign up for the program, if you sign up for their membership program, you get $10. And if you sign up for a card, you get additional $10. So during this time, I had my card and I got in. I got a membership and I got a card from the casino. So now I have $20 going in when I had nothing. I got to play in this casino game. And as I'm playing this casino game or blackjack, I think it's called blackjack, I'm learning how to play it by watching others play. Then when I sit in the table, I start to play it. And as I'm playing the blackjack game, I start to lose my $20. In my head, I'm like, once I lose this free $20, that's all I got. That's it. I'm not spending additional money to lose it. And so my friends, my guys that was there, we were serving in the Marine Corps at the same time. Not only did they know how to play, they won more than me because they kept playing. As soon as I lost the $20, as soon as I lost that free money, as soon as I didn't win anything, I automatically withdrew from the table and said, that's enough for me. If you're going to build confidence, you have to stay in the table. You have to stay in the game. You have to stay in the setting to understand how to play it. But I wasn't willing to continue to lose money when I already lost the money I already didn't have. It was free money. They gave it to me. They say, this is what you can play with. And when I start playing with it, I start to lose it. When you start to build your confidence up and you forget about the confidence that you have, when you no longer identify your confidence can slowly leave you. Confidence is what helps you share your message on a podcast. Confidence is what helps you connect to a loyal audience on a podcast. Confidence is what shows your expertise as you are sharing the skills that you have developed. You can't speak about, you can't evolve any skill if you're not willing to start with where you are at with the knowledge that you have and over time improve what it takes to be successful. Let me tell you, the reason why building confidence is so important because it's easy to throw in the towel. It's easy to pull yourself out the game. It's easy to quit. And it's even more challenging to get back in the game, to stay in the game, and to win something over time. My first time creating a video wasn't that great. My first time doing a podcast, I didn't even show my face. My first time doing a podcast, I just wanted to share myself to the world. And as I share myself to the world, not only as I'm sharing myself to the world, I'm learning how to build confidence. I'm learning how to build my communication. I'm learning how to develop my skills. And that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to develop a skill when you start podcasting. Build confidence, and then I'm going to say focus on a skill. On a skill. Focus on a skill. Hold on, let me show the board. Next point we're going to hit on is to focus on a skill. Focus on a skill. There's a saying that goes, a jack of all trades is better than none. And until you focus on a skill, you can't be a trade of all skills. My biggest challenge while figuring out this process, while figuring out the journey and understanding more about myself is that excuse me, is that I tried to be everything. I'm trying to be everything, not knowing that it's a limitation to my growth. It's a limitation to my development. It's a limitation to me overall, because I can't do everything by myself. I can't do all the marketing by myself. I can't do all the sales by myself. I can't do all the team building by myself. But it's so much more that goes into just creating podcast episodes, that the skill is helping you learn how to work with others. When you focus on a skill, there's a terminology called you're specializing. You're bettering a skill, because every skill can be improved over time. The more you focus on a skill, the better you become. The less focus you put on a skill, the less skill you will have. You can't develop no skill if you're not developing yourself to know that you are the one that can grow this skill, that can grow this platform, that can grow yourself. You see, when you focus on a skill, you are dialing in on the work that needs to be consistent. You are dialing in on the work that needs to be done. You are dialing in on the process that you are in today. Because when you have focus, you have a skill. When you have focus, you have awareness. When you have focus, you have credibility that you're building over time. Focus is what matters the most. Because if you're not focused on a skill, the many skills that you are developing will be a waste, because you can't master all the skills. Specialization is really taking the time to understand that one particular thing, that one particular language, that one particular skill, that one particular way of doing things. Until you have the hang of things, the things that you have understanding of should be more prepared to be learned with. As you are learning a skill, you have to share your story on the podcast. The podcast platforms are so powerful because they're strangers listening to you. They're strangers listening to a podcast. And eventually the strangers will go from strangers to an audience. And once they go from an audience, they start to follow you even more of what you have going on. What are you doing? The purpose behind it, the goal behind it. They start to be invested into your own career. And when they start to invest in your own career, that's because you start to focus on a skill. When you focus on a skill, you're learning that everything that you're doing it in a way where others can either learn from, in a way where others can either grow from, and in a way where others can evolve from. Because it's something that you're laying a blueprint for. A jack of many trades is so good because they know they can understand multiple different things. But a master of one has focus on his skill. Bruce Lee said, "Don't be afraid of the man who practiced 10,000 kicks." He said, "Be afraid of the man who practices 10,000 kick, who practices one kick 10,000 times. Because that one kick is improved 10,000 times. And over time, when he has to use that one skill that he developed 10,000 times, it will be more powerful than one who has practiced 10 different kicks 1,000 times. The reason why that's so important is because when you share your story on a podcast, your first time sharing your experience would not be great. Your first time sharing your story would not even impact nobody. First time you sharing your story would be the most nervous thing that you ever do, because you have to do it again. Sharing your story on the podcast is positioning you as an expert. Sharing your story on the podcast is really helping your audience understand about the thing that you would like to teach, about the thing that you would like to educate them on, about the information that can help them get to the next level. You can't get to the next level if you're not building confidence. You can only build confidence when you learn how to be on camera. You can only learn how to be confidence when you discover the skill that you like to focus on. You can only build confidence when you start to do it more often. Focusing on a skill not only positions you differently in podcasting, it shows that you are an expert because you know how to focus. You know how to focus. And when you start to focus, people start to see you are focusing on one particular thing. I want to support you. I want to learn from you. I want to grow with you. Until you start to really be consistent, the confidence is going to drop. Because posting every other week, posting every other month, posting every other year does nothing for you. Because the more you stop focusing on this skill, the more the skill will be wasted. The more the skill will be wasted, because if it's wasted, it's the missed opportunity. How do you pick up the opportunity that you just wasted if you don't understand the skill that you are developing? It takes awareness to have the skill of focus. When you are focusing, not only will your podcast become better, your podcast will improve a lot more, because people will like to hear from a focused individual, from a determined individual, from a specialized story. Now, from a personalized story or expert, rather expert. Reason why that's so important is because when you share your story on podcast, it does so much more than you can ever imagine, because it positions you as a professional. It positions you as different. It positions you as someone who cares about growth, who cares about development, who cares about evolving over time. You can't evolve if you're not nurturing that skill. Just like the seed that's in the ground and it's growing its roots, it's growing, it's strengthening, it's building its foundation. If the seed was never planted, the seed would have never grown. And when the seed gets planted, it starts to do the work underneath ground. When you start to build your skill, you have to build your skill behind closed doors when there's no one watching. You have to build your skill when there's one person watching. You have to be behind closed doors and build your skill, because your confidence is building over time. So eventually, when you get into a larger group, into a larger setting, into a larger environment, you're ready, because you've been preparing for so long. When you have a skill, you have a skill that's going to stay with you forever. When I started podcasting, I didn't know it was a skill. I just thought it was a passion. And since it's a passionately focused skill, I can learn more on how to present myself differently. And once I present myself differently, I'm able to understand that I'm able to connect with strangers, with the audience, with people who have never met me before. The power of podcasting helps you connect with strangers, because the strangers are listening to your story. Strangers are impacted from your story. The listeners are inspired by your story. When you start sharing your story on podcasts, you get a lot better. You get a lot confident. And your following, your loyal following, starts to grow even more. Why is that important? Because if you have a following that supports you, you have an opportunity for a lifetime. The next point, last point I want to hit on, is that you have an opportunity of a lifetime. I'm going to put opportunity of a lifetime. OPPORITY. Opportunity of a lifetime. Opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm going to show the last point right here. Opportunity of a lifetime. Sharing your story on the podcast gives you the opportunity of a lifetime, because it says that you have overcame your trials and tribulations. Everyone go through life. Everyone go through failure. Everyone experience something different. And until we learn how to turn the failure into knowledge, the opportunity of a lifetime won't be presented, because we're not ready for it. Excuse me, we're not ready to accept it. We don't understand what's in front of us. The skill that you focus on only gets focused on when you are putting effort towards a particular thing. I place effort on podcasting because not only did I want to understand it, I wanted to be more aware of it. According to Buzzsprout, it says that new podcasters who launched their podcast stop at episode number three. When they stop at episode number three, they quit along the journey. They take themselves out the game and they throw in the towel because life becomes more difficult than their podcasting being able to grow. Podcasting takes so much more than the first episode and the second episode. It takes so much more effort than you can ever imagine because it's something that you really have to build. It's something you really have to focus on. It's something that will build your confidence. I recognized how it was building my confidence, so I wanted to focus on it even more so I can become better. So I can develop my skill. So I can improve as time is going on. Improvement is the key to podcasting, because the more you improve, the more your audience will engage. The more you improve, the more your audience will grow. The more you improve, the more you will be able to learn something new. Podcasting is the most credible thing there is, because it goes from learning about the person to learning about the story and to learning about their success. Your success is meant to be learned, is meant to be studied, is meant to be aware of. First, you have to start sharing it so people can start asking, how did you do it? When you share your story on a podcast, you are establishing yourself as a credible person. Anyone on a platform is considered an expert because people are willing to listen to strangers that they have no idea of. The reason why that's so important, because when you start to focus on a skill, you start to get confident. When you start to focus on a skill, you start to develop. How can you develop if you haven't put time into your own development? There's a process that we all have to go through, because when we focus on a skill, we are understanding that we can't be all over the place. When we focus on a skill, yes, sometimes we're going to have to say no to some opportunities. And as we're saying no to some opportunities, we're dialing in on a thing that will bring in more opportunities. In 2020, my podcasting came alive. Fairies and I's podcast came alive. And in the first 10 episodes, it was so difficult for me, because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to talk about. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to speak about. And I definitely didn't know what I wanted to share. And over time, over half a decade and 893 podcast episodes, I've learned the format of sharing. I've learned the format of producing. I've learned the format of really being consistent and growing a loyal following. People support you when they start coming across you and how you are as a person. The reason why that's so important is because your story helps you be more personable. I didn't understand the importance of my story because I thought my story wasn't good enough to hear. I thought my story wasn't good enough to listen to, nor did I thought my story was good enough to learn from. What this did was that it lowered my confidence down, because I didn't know I needed to build confidence in everything that I did. And everything I did, it was so overwhelming because nothing is working in my favor. Or at least I thought. At least I thought nothing was working in my favor. In fact, more things were working in my favor because I was learning how to focus on a skill. And over time, I discovered the skill that I was focusing on was podcasting. How can I be a better podcast? Oh, well, I need to start listening to other podcasters and listen to how they interview. How can I be a better podcaster? Well, I need to learn how, the type of questions that the guest has already received. How can I be a better podcaster? I need to learn how to share my story, so not only as I'm building different people audiences, they can come to my platform and grow their brand and business as well. Everything that one does when it comes to podcasting, it's so important, because the more you share your story, the more specialized you become. When you become special and specialize your podcast, it makes a difference, because people who don't even know you will start listening to you. And when they start listening to you, you have to continue to share your story on podcasts, because podcast is the most dynamic way of marketing yourself. Because you're marketing your story and everything that you have been through. Because when you build confidence, confidence comes from you putting effort into your journey, effort into the lessons, effort into information that you don't fully understand. How can you be prepared to understand things that you don't fully comprehend? Well, you start looking words up. You start looking things up. You start searching on YouTube and say, I want to start a podcast. How can I start a podcast? And they'll give you different videos. They'll give you different websites. They'll give you different things that will teach you how to launch your podcast, because your podcast is something that will help you share your story. And as you start to share your story, you start to build more confidence. The more confidence you have, the more focused you are. When you are focused on your growth, you develop even more. And as you're developing even more, you are seizing the opportunity of a lifetime. Every day is an opportunity of a lifetime, because you have a chance to discover something new about yourself. Every day is an opportunity to seize the moment, because every moment has its own special reward. Every day you have an opportunity, you have another chance to focus on your skill. Your skill is what will help you build confidence. And as you're building confidence, you're sharing your message across podcast platform. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you leave a comment on your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start sharing your story on podcast, and the importance of sharing your story on the podcast. And also, make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn all the bells and notifications on, so that way you can continue to grow and develop within yourself, so that your skill can last a lifetime rather than a moment in life. So I appreciate y'all for watching. Make sure you send this to a friend who not only want to start a podcast, but has a podcast, but don't fully understand the importance behind it. Send this to them and let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start your podcast today. I appreciate y'all.